This hour of the Weekend Real Estate Report originally aired November 19th, 2017.
Welcome to the Weekend Real Estate Report on 105.7 The Fan. If you want the truth about credit scores, buying, and financing a home, call the show at 410-583-1057. Here's the host of the Weekend Real Estate Report, Carl Delmont.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Weekend Real Estate Report. Carl Delmont here with you, and we have an hour show today, but a jam-packed show. Actually, joining us is Kiefer Mitchell, longtime politician. And actually, it's interesting because while his family is synonymous with the Democratic Party, he's actually pretty much the right-hand person to Governor Hogan of the Republican Party. So we're going to talk to him about that little bit of a, would be a good word for that one, anomaly. And we're also going to talk to him about some of the things going on in Maryland, what's going well and what's not, and some other good stuff too. But Kiefer for a long time, great guy, and it'll be an interesting interview. So couple other things too. We're going to talk about some interesting Social Security facts with a lot of people saying that Social Security will be kaput by somewhere around 2032. We've got some interesting facts regarding that. Also, car loans, interesting some stats on there. And also, five ways an identity thief can actually use your ID to affect you. And then also some new mortgage programs, not just like the one we talked about last week with the non-qualified mortgage, but some other ones as well that a group came out with a study that presented to HUD and to FHFA, which oversees Fannie and everything else. And there's some interesting things there. Some old programs they're trying to bring back and some new ones as well. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for the next hour. Of course, we have our giveaway as well, courtesy of Deli-ish. But right now, you know, when you talk about Social Security, you know, obviously FDR implemented this program. And when it started, you know, I'm not sure what the numbers were, but I believe it was like one person helped pay for about 32 people. And now it's like, I don't know, 20-something people pay for one. So it's become a little bit lopsided. And Congress was never allowed to tap into the fund. But apparently, starting around the Johnson administration, there was at least that's the rumor, they started barring against it. So as we age and the baby boomers become a bigger part of society, a lot of people are looking at what's going to happen to Social Security. You know, you paid in all those years. Will it be there for you? And a lot of people feel like it's not going to be. So right now, 62% of all retired workers receiving a monthly benefit count on that check for at least half of their income. So think about that. That's half their income on a retirement that they're counting on. So there's some interesting stats here. Now, in February 2015 survey found that just 28% of the 1,500 people who took its 10-question true or false online quiz were able to get a 7 out of 10 correct, and only 1 out of 1,500 got this 100%. So here are 7 odd Social Security facts. And number one, did you know that you don't have to work a day in your life to receive benefits? Now, this one's interesting because we all heard about the 40 lifetime work credits. Now, a maximum of 4 of those coverage credits can be earned annually with $1,320 in earned income in 2018, equating to 1 lifetime work credit. So most people feel like the only way you get Social Security benefits is after 10 years in the labor force based on those work credits. But you can actually receive Social Security benefits without having to work a day in your life. So, for example, let's say a spouse worked throughout their lifetime and the other did not, stay-at-home mom, for example, and the working spouse passes away before the spouse who didn't work. Well, the surviving spouse can receive a monthly survivor benefit from Social Security based on that deceased spouse's earnings history. Also, children, if someone passes away, sometimes children of the deceased can actually get Social Security benefits. Here's another one. You may be able to claim Social Security benefits well before age 62. Now, we're all here to the conundrum of, should you start taking benefits as early as 62 when you're first eligible, or should you wait, say, 5 years, wait till age 67, and you get a lot more money? Well, a lot of people feel like, well, if I wait longer and I only live to 70, what's the point? But, you know, it is. There's some benefits to waiting longer. So anyway, the earliest you can claim it is age 62, but there are a few quirks in the system that allow folks who lay claim to survivor benefits at a much earlier age. For example, widows and widowers have the option of claiming survivor benefits as early as age 60, but if the surviving widow or widower is disabled, he or she has the option of claiming benefits as early as age 50. Now, an interesting side note, the Social Security Administration is very, very strict about awarding disability benefits. There's a lot of people who will tell you, hey, you know, I tried to get disability and I got denied. So just something to think about there. Now, disability benefits, and there's more than 10 million people receiving disability payments each month. They can be paid at any age, and any dependent children may qualify too. So it's not just for those 62 and up. Third one, even if the Social Security asset reserves are depleted, the program can't be insolvent. And here's why. The consensus among most people is that the Social Security program is in deep trouble. The Social Security Board of Trustees' latest report says that the program will be paying out more in benefits than it's generating in revenue by 2022. And just 12 years later, 2034, Social Security's $3 trillion in asset reserves are expected to be completely exhausted. But here's the catch. Even if the trustees are correct and the asset reserves are totally depleted, the program can't go bankrupt. And here's why. Payroll taxes are to thank. As long as Americans keep working, the 12.4% payroll tax on earned income between one penny and $128,700, that's 2018's number, will continue to be collected. The payroll tax assures that there will always be revenue that can be dispersed to eligible beneficiaries. It doesn't mean a cut to benefits may not be necessary at some point, but it ensures that the program can't go bankrupt as long as the payroll tax remains in place. Now, another side note. When you think about how Congress is trying to overhaul the tax program, repeal the Affordable Care Act, all these other things, I think we're going to start seeing, especially given these stats about 2034, 2022, paying up more than just coming in and also essentially zero assets. I think what's going to happen, I think you're going to see a combination of things. I think you'll see sometime in the near future the salary cap go from $128,700 probably to somewhere about $175,000. Maybe even higher. And what will happen is then now people who are doing very well will put more into the system. In addition, I think you're going to see some type of change where they're either going to make the minimum age higher or play with the ages, maybe extend it out where people can wait till age 70 to get more. There'll be some creative things that they'll do in place there. Hopefully, either one of those won't really hurt the, quote, middle class per se. At least as far as an additional tax or additional money. The easiest thing, which they always do, is they keep raising the tax. I don't think they need to do that. I think they need to find creative ways that's not going to really affect everyone. So here's another one. And then this one surprised me. Did you know that you can actually get a new Social Security number? Now, this is a rare occasion, but most Americans are probably under the correct assumption that Social Security number you're assigned is yours and yours alone. It stays you for the moment you're born till the day you die, never to be seen again. Now, that's not true. Once the security number is done, within a very short period of time, a lot of times Social Security, because of how many people they actually start issuing your Social Security number out again. So your grandfather who passed away 10 years ago, someone might have his Social Security number in a couple years. Anyway, what you might not realize is that the Social Security Administration, under certain circumstances, will actually let you change a Social Security number. For example, if you've been a victim of serious identity theft and you can prove that it's a very serious case to the Social Security Administration, you might have a strong case you made for your Social Security number to be changed. It's kind of like if your credit card was compromised, they'll change your number. Similarly, if your life is in danger as a result of someone being able to track you using your Social Security number, then you might be able to change your number as well. So that was interesting because I didn't think you could. I mean, obviously, witness protection, I understand they do those things, but there was a couple of good examples there. And then your benefits are protected from private creditors, but not Uncle Sam. So we all know America is a nation that runs on credit. But earlier this year, the Federal Reserve released data showing that the aggregate credit card debt hit $1.027 trillion with a T. That's an all-time record. Now, if you don't pay your debts, private creditors are bound to hound you for payment. But that's not the case when it comes to Social Security, which is completely protected from private creditors. They can't touch it. For example, let's say that you default on a car loan and they take your car, repossess it, whatever, or a credit card or a medical collection. While they can come after some of your assets, Social Security income they cannot touch. However, it's not true for Uncle Sam, as we all know. Should you owe back taxes, federal student loans, back alimony, or child support, Uncle Sam has the right to garnish a percentage of your monthly benefits. For example, in 2015, according to the GAO, 173,000 Social Security recipients had their monthly checks garnished to some degree because of just defaulted student loans, just student loans. So the number is only expected to grow as time passes, and that number actually is higher when you put in an account back taxes, back alimony, and child support. And number six, your ex-spouse may be liable or able to claim your benefits without actually impacting your take-home. So in a given year, about 1.2 million people will get divorced in the United States. And now the divorce rate has been falling since the 80s. It nonetheless creates a messy set of tax situations. And I guess lawyers and accountants kind of love that part of it, but I digress. Another thing divorces do is they create a lot of confusion regarding Social Security claims. Now, you've probably heard of a divorced couple, and every year they have to alternate who claims custody. They don't have to, but they choose to alternate who has custody of the child for the child tax credit. Well, it gets even more complicated. So as long as your ex-spouse is entitled to Social Security retirement or disability benefits, and you're at least age 62, unmarried, and the benefit you receive from your ex-spouse is higher than what you get based on your own work history, you can qualify for divorced spousal benefits. So anyway, as long as a couple is married for at least 10 years, the ex-spouse may be able to lay claim to spousal benefits based on the earnings history of the former spouse. Best of all, the claim of an ex-spouse will not reduce the take-home benefit of a primary worker. It's a win-win for everyone. So in this one, it kind of sounds ominous, but it really isn't that bad because even though, well, I guess it's bad for the fund, but it's not bad for the divorced couple. And again, there's a ton of caveats in there. And then Social Security has a do-over clause. Did you know that Social Security, and we talked about this, taking it at age 62 or maybe waiting until age 67 and getting a much bigger monthly benefit, but then what if you don't live as long, they didn't get as much money? You know, it's a tough choice. Anyway, if you just take it too early and you realize, maybe I should have waited, they actually give you the equivalent of a mulligan. So for some reason, you regret filing for benefits at early age, let's say age 62 or 63, you can undo your claim using form SSA-521. It's officially called a request for withdrawal of application. So undoing your claim would allow your benefits to continue growing at 8% per year until age 70 or when you decide to again file for benefits. So let's say you did it at age 62 and then realized, wow, I probably shouldn't have done this. I want to wait a little bit. And then you decide, you know, maybe you're thinking I'm going to wait till age 70, but you decide age 66 to do it. You can file this form and then turn around and have a do-over and then wait till 66, 67, 70, whatever age you want within the guidelines and file again. Now, again, like everything else, there's some caveats. You'll first have to pay every penny you've received from Social Security in order to restore your benefits to unclaimed status. And also, it has to be, you have to file this form within 12 months of first receiving benefits. So, for example, you were forced to take benefits early because you couldn't find work, but then found a good paying job just months after your claim. This could be a pretty smart option to consider. So, if you're like most of us, you're a few years or more behind in your retirement savings, but a handful of little notes could help you. Well, think about all these little things we're going to do. Here's what I'll do. I'll post this on our Facebook page, these topics, so that people have this information. And, if you think you're going to retire soon, or maybe you're in your mid-40s, you know, middle age, and you're thinking, well, I want to make sure that Social Security is there for me. These are some good tips to understand and things, how things work in that regard. So, again, when it comes to Social Security, there's so much misinformation out there. And this is why a good financial planner is something that you really need to work with, because they can sit down with you and help you understand, you know, all your options and all the things that are going on and the best way to do the plan for your retirement to make sure that you're not getting in a bad situation. So wanted to read a testimonial we had. We had a client, I won't read it verbatim, but basically they decided to go buy a house. And they didn't have their information, their credit first. They just went out looking at a house, then called us. Well, what they didn't realize was that they had an authorized user, and that account was maxed out late. So what we were able to do was remove the authorized user account, and their score actually jumped 50 points. But this took about 5 business days to make this all work. So it's really important that you talk to a loan officer first, figure everything out, get your pre-approval, not a pre-qualification, a pre-approval, and then find your realtor and start looking at houses, because this 5-day thing could actually impact whether you get the house or not. You know, if you have a lower score, you submit that offer, you know, you're not going to get the rate you want, and someone else is already ahead of you by being proactive, not reactive. So something to think about. We never charge an application fee. If you ever need us, you can always call us 800-955-8508 or freedmont.com, freedmont.com. Free home warranty, free advice, Freedmont. NMLS number 1067. Hey, if you're looking for a great restaurant, check out Ristorante Firenze. They're open 7 days a week. Check out their Tuscan brunch. If you're looking for holiday parties, definitely give them a call. Ask for Larry. They can cater on and off site. And again, specials throughout the week. Such a great restaurant. I love going there. The eggplant stack is amazing. The fresh pasta, the homemade pasta, and the homemade tiramisu. Everything they do is so good. But check it out. Ristorante Firenze. Holiday parties. Just maybe getting together with some friends, watch the game. Or just checking out the authentic Tuscan brunch. Ristorante Firenze. Tell me you heard it here. They'll appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Hope you stay tuned. We'll appreciate that as well. Back in a couple.
The Weekend Real Estate Report will be right back on 105.7 The Fan.